If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. It's a miracle.
What's the miracle?
I'm here today.
You're here today, and that's a miracle?
You know.
No, I actually think it was more the miracle yesterday that you were here.
I don't think you were calling it a miracle yesterday.
I know.
You were calling it lots of other things.
Lots of other things. Eric came to work sick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, why? And this bug, whatever's going around, it's getting everybody, and it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so what would help is if people who have it.
Yeah.
Stop spreading it around.
Start spreading the news.
Stop spreading the goo and stayed home. But instead, you know, he shows up for work.
He's
he exposes
room.
Everybody.
He's in the room.
And now other people, my daughter, my one daughter last night, you know, went to bed early. She's not feeling good.
I had nothing to do with that.
And so, well, my husband had it.
Okay.
And he had it about a month ago. It lasted several weeks. I had it about 2 weeks ago. Didn't hit me that hard. But yeah, now Lauren's got it. And several friends have it. And, you know, and if Eric would, you know, just stay home. Stay home. So the fact that yesterday was a miracle and I didn't kill him.
I'm here.
Right? I did
it's
make him
miracle.
Go home early. And I'll tell you what. So Eric went home early. Eric was kind of useless yesterday.
Why did we talk about me in the third person? What?
Eric was kind of useless yesterday.
Why did you just drop your voice to do talk about me like this too?
Well, because I haven't
you
repeated
haven't,
anything that you said yet.
Okay. All right.
Right? So when I am mimicking you and what you said.
Yeah.
Right? So Eric goes home. We send him home, which was a miracle that he actually got him to leave.
I did. I went
leave
home.
Work, right? We had one of our most productive, successful days in the office ever. We started, well, I'm going to take some of the credit. We started a brand new leads group.
Oh, you're going to take some of the credit.
Right? A brand new leads group kicked
who
off
started
yesterday
that,
morning.
Who started that new leads group?
Adam, in our office.
With
our who, office.
With whose help?
Our office
with my
had
help.
The most productive day ever, and Eric wasn't here. And so, so
those
started with
two
a brand
unrelated things that you're putting
brand
together
new,
in a sentence.
Brand new leads group, right? We had two members actually upgrade to the gold level membership. A couple of people renewed. A couple of people got on board, started some leadership teams. I mean, there's like all this fun stuff was happening.
Wow.
I mean, it was just boom, boom, boom. Yes, yes, we're on fire. And Eric wasn't there. That's all I have to say about that.
That hurts my feelings.
So Eric, I was watching, I get a little segment from the Live with Michael and Kelly show because I think they're adorable.
They
and every
adorable.
Now and then it shows up on my Facebook
people
wall.
People say we remind them of them.
Right. But they were talking yesterday about what temperature they take their shower in.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently Kelly read some article about you have to have your temperature be at least 112 degrees to get the yick off your epidermis.
I don't have an epidermis.
Yes, you do.
You do?
You do.
Oh.
Yeah, it's your skin.
Oh, that.
The outer layer of your skin.
Okay.
And so they were talking about different temperatures that they like to shower in. And, of course, Kelly, she's like, I want to cook a chicken. I mean, I want it hot. but, you know, it's the last
take
time
a lot of cold
I'm brushing
showers.
My teeth and I'm thinking about it. You take a lot of cold showers.
I do.
And I realized I like to brush my teeth with warm water. Do you brush your teeth with warm water? Do you think if it matters what temperature you wash your skin, that it probably also then matters what temperature you brush your teeth?
No, because you can't get that hot enough to kill the bacteria. You got to use the other things.
The swishy mouth, the swishy stuff.
However, no, I do not use, except when I have tooth issues. I do not have any tooth issues right now. But if I've got sensitive teeth, then I brush with warm water. Other than that, I prefer cold water for my
You prefer cold water?
I do.
I wonder if there's like a school, like, you know, some people like cold water, some people like warm water, but I thought I would give you one more little tidbit of funky information about Angel.
Funky information about Angel.
Mm-hmm. Another bathroom funky information
thing. Oh boy.
Right?
All right.
And that is that I brush my teeth in the shower.
You brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do that, actually.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
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 No, because you like cold water on your teeth.
Ridiculous. Why would anybody brush your teeth in the shower? But I think a lot of people do.
It just makes good sense. Actually, I never thought about it. My husband actually taught me that one. You know, it's good time management, again. And the water's warm.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Funky tidbit we learned about Eric today.
What?
He is a loud kisser.
Oh, well, for those of you who are hearing this on the national feed, you didn't get the kindness is so simple acronym that we put at the top of the hour in the local market.
Yeah, so he's like kissing. And like, could you imagine if somebody came up and like was kissing and like that's really close to your ear?
That'd be so hot.
That'd be so loud.
It's so hot.
You're loud kissing.
Speaking about kissing, in Kissimmee, Florida, utility officials in Florida said that 339 customers lost their electricity when a Mylar balloon, you know, the metal balloons,
right,
collided with power lines.
Oh, because it's Mylar? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And it collided with the power lines?
It's a metallized myelin substance called Mylar, touched the power lines, caused damage, and...
And 339 homes lost power.
Right. Absolutely.
From the Mylar balloon.
So here's some safety tips for handling metallic balloons if you're interested.
All right, yeah, you can't take latex balloons into the hospitals. You can only take the Mylar ones now.
Be sure to secure a helium-filled balloon with a heavy weight. Enough, you know, heavy enough to prevent it from drifting away.
Because if you give that balloon to a toddler, they will let it go.
Never bundle metallic balloons together.
What?
Keep metallic balloons indoors and never release them outside.
What? You're not supposed to release them.
Did I fail to mention the headline?
Runaway
balloon blamed for Florida power outage.
Intend to release the Mylar balloons outside. But you can't bundle Mylar balloons together. That's how you get a bouquet of
balloons. Never attach metallic streamers to any balloon, whether it's latex or metallic.
Okay, if you don't attach them to balloons, why do we have them?
Do not attempt to retrieve a balloon or any foreign object tangled in power lines.
Well, that's true.
Right?
That is true.
You got to be careful with those
runaway balloon.
Right?
Right? But isn't it fun to see the balloon every now and then? You see a balloon flying through the sky, and you just know there's some sad little toddler crying somewhere.
Either that or there's a six-year-old boy inside the balloon, and we chase it on TV.
That wasn't real.
No.
That wasn't real. All right. So in 2015, there were some customer service trends that were defined and things that we can put into place.
Trends in the arena of customer service?
Yeah. And the very last thing that they say in this fun little article, I found it on One-to-One Media, onetoonemedia.com.
Wait a minute. You're going to start with the last?
Yes.
The last thing?
Which means...
Is that how you read articles?
I read the article. See, Eric reads the headline and then reads the article as he goes, as he's already bringing it onto the air. I've actually read the article, which is how I know what's in the end of the article, not just at the beginning. Huh. But it says, customer service trends, and we'll talk about a couple of those things that are going on you can take advantage of going on into the new year. But they're saying that 2016 is shaping up to be a banner year for customer support.
I believe that, because it doesn't matter what business you're in.
You're in the relationship business. Well, we say that, but here's what they said in this article. It doesn't matter what business you're in. Improving customer experience is paramount.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. You are in the relationship business. You are in the customer experience business. So they are saying connect with your customers, hear their voices, and let them get to know yours. So start 2016 off with the right customer service roadmap for the year, and you're sure to ride the wave of the future. So here's what some of them are. Customer service is essential to scale support. So the hyper-connected consumers expect fast, personalized support and only love your product as much as they love the service that you bring with it.
I agree. You can, I've said it for years. You can have the best widget, the best doohickey, the best service or a system or process, but if you do not have the best customer experience, you are obsolete and you don't even know it.
Self-service is at stake even for small companies. According to a report, 72% of people check a company's FAQ when they have a question. So before they email or pick up the phone, even before tweeting or connecting with you, if they have a question, they're going to check your frequently asked questions. So what does that mean for you? Not only do companies need to make their support content available 24/7 on the web, but also a process for constantly keeping it up to date. And if you sell around the world, quickly localizing new content as well.
Here's another trend. In-app support is the next frontier in customer support. In other words, if you don't have an app, you need to get one, and then you need to make a support feature through the app, because that's where people are now going on their smartphones in order to get the service that they're looking for.
They say connected service is the new black. It's no longer that department down the hall. It's everywhere. Successful companies are training everyone in their company on their customer service tools so that everybody from the CEO to the intern can pitch in with support at busy times. So everybody knows the customer's billing and purchase history. The sales team sees whether their best customers have had any issues in the past. So importance of a CRM system that keeps everybody in the loop so everybody can offer extreme customer service.
Good stuff. Hey, I know that you know that you know that I know that you think you know what I'm thinking. But you know what? Our next guest is going to talk about the cost of your uneducated perceptions. It's coming next on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Don't go anywhere unless you're going to do business with the people who do business with the pros.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We're here to remind you that you can change anything in your business, but you got to get past those uneducated perceptions.
Well, our next guest is Charlene Gilman, a leader in life excellence, entrepreneur, and podcaster, and teaching and leading professionals on taking charge in becoming powerful leaders. And for her KISS acronym, she says, keep it simple, superstars, which I love.
I like that.
Charlene, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
It's very nice to have you in the studio. Now, most of my perceptions are uneducated, Charlene, so you're going to have to help me. What do you mean when you're saying uneducated perceptions?
So the uneducated perceptions are when people have this idea of what they think something is without actually doing some research on educating themselves on it. Great example, and you guys know this because we're in Colorado, right?
Right.
And many people think Colorado is stuck in snow.
Oh, it's
3 feet
of snow. Frigid, frozen.
Yeah. 24/7.
No, 310
right?
days of sunshine.
Guess what? We have weather.com.
Right.
Right. You could look it up and see, right?
And that's the thing is, so whenever people have that mindset of, well, this is how it is, and you have somebody else looking at, are you sure about that? I can actually go look this up. And they realize that's not actually what it is. So you lose credibility. You know, whenever I actually have people tell me, I was in New York, if I can tell you a quick story.
Okay.
I was in New York. You guys see me. Brunette, right?
Right.
Short brunette. I walk into my clients and they thought that I, because I'm from Texas, they thought I was blonde, I had big hair, I own a ranch.
Just because you're from Texas.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow. And we do this, I think, all the time.
Right.
I watch it on Facebook, watch some people make some comments and think, okay, you could so easily look that up. Or we share things that everybody already knows. Okay, that was a hoax or that's been, there's a way to prove that, you know, just by doing a quick little internet research. These days, we all have a internet on our phone. So how, you know, when I think about some of those perceptions, okay, so that's the weather. That's what we think people look like from Texas. But what's the big deal? How, you know, what are some things that are actually then really impacting us personally in helping reach our goals?
Right. Well, it has a huge impact on your business, too, because where those perceptions come in play is where else are you holding yourself back, right? Personally, professionally, you guys know anybody that's in sales, which everybody does sales on some level or form, people can read through that. Information is so transparent today that if you say something to someone, guess what? Somebody might want to research it.
Right.
And if they research it and it goes against what you said because of your uneducated perception, you lose credibility on that.
Right.
And think about what that does for you. So usually what I try to do is get people to take that time wherever you think that you hold on to something that – maybe somebody told it to you. Maybe you grew up with that perception. Maybe it was the TV show Dallas that gave you
right?
that perception.
That's true.
Don't touch the sacred Dallas, JR.
So when you're talking with people, I mean, and I think that a lot of times this comes up with how we, you know, we're raised like with things about money or goal setting or kind of banging our own drum, right? You know, to get to where we're at. There are different things that maybe grandma told us, you know, you shouldn't be putting yourself out there. Just do good and somebody will notice, mm-hmm. or maybe you shouldn't make a lot of money, or yeah. I don't know, different things. If we've had those perceptions growing up, they're not going to easily go away.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. It takes time, mm-hmm. right? It takes time to get curious. Mm-hmm. And I love getting curious and start asking questions. Even the question of, well, where did that come from?
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the one that told me that? Was it grandma from years ago? Was it the weather back then years ago? And that's not how it is now. You know, it takes time to ask those questions and doing the research.
I used to be a preacher, and I never wanted people to make a decision based upon what I told them necessarily. I want them to investigate it. You know, you can't have mom and dad's religion, if you will, using a phrase that somebody's used before. You talk about the impact of projecting that uneducated perception on somebody else. I'm reminded of somebody recently that I saw who does, Angel used the phrase, bang their own drum. And, you know, we're colossal, we're huge, we're this. And I remember the words of my mentor saying, you know, don't hype yourself. Let other people hype you as much as they want to, but don't do it for yourself. Is that what we're talking about? Is that I don't believe that. If you have to tell me you're amazing, I'm suspect.
Exactly. And you should be suspect.
Right.
Right. And that's why you want to take that time to do that research.
Yeah.
Don't worry about banging that drum. Maybe stop banging that drum and listen to some silence for a moment.
Nice, right?
And see what comes up out of that, because you'll start to get some new answers and new questions that come up out of that. You know, when I've been working on myself and trying to educate myself as much as possible, and there are so many things that I grew up with, mm-hmm. In my past, and I've questioned everything I've questioned, and I'm listening more to the people that are coming in my life and listening to those little tidbits of education or nuggets
right.
that come my way that help me answer those questions for myself.
This is one of the reasons I love reading. I love going to seminars. I love listening to podcasts, because these perceptions, Charlene, that we have, we don't even know we have them, that they're wrong or that they're misguided, because we grew up with it. But it's when we're listening to somebody else speak or we're hearing somebody else's story, and because somebody isn't attacking me saying, okay, Angel, you're doing this wrong, I'm in a very, receptive mode, and you just read it and you take it in and think, oh, I have been thinking it wrong all my life and I had no idea. If we're not necessarily reading and going to seminars, what are some other ways that we can discover that maybe we're... we have some uneducated perceptions?
Reading, seminars, lists. I mean, there's so much education sitting in front of us today, just observing people.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, sitting down, observing people and looking at their actions and looking at how they react to something. And you can pick up a lot of that, because you can see maybe they're holding on to something else sitting back there, and being able to read through that and then applying that to you. Right. Right? So you're kind of letting go of that ego part.
There it is.
Yep.
That's it right
yep.
there.
You're letting go of that ego.
All right, so how do you change people's negative perceptions? We've had the ego. Mm-hmm. We've banged our own drum. We've given some negative perceptions that are out there. How do we help those watching us shake that? It's a matter of image now.
It is. Learn to laugh at yourself.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You guys are great examples of that. Learn to laugh at yourself, because it's not that serious. It's saying, oh, I was thinking that. What was I thinking?
Is that what you heard?
Yeah, is that what you heard? No.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, if our listeners want to find out more about Executive Edgeworks and your business, how do they get in contact with you?
Great way is reaching out to me on my website, Executive Edgeworks. Looking me up, I'm on LinkedIn, Charlene Gilman on LinkedIn. I also have my weekly podcast show, too.
Nice.
Which is called My Time Is Now.
Oh, I like it.
When does that air?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. ExecutiveEdgeworks.com?
Correct. Yes.
Fantastic. Love that. Well, you've been terrific, and we very much enjoy having you in the studio. You got to get rid of that uneducated perception.
Yes, because now everything's more transparent. You guys know that.
Yep, people are going to find you out. Well, thanks so much for being our guest today. I look forward to listening to your podcast.
Thank you.
Seeing what kind of perceptions I might need to change about myself.
I may need to change perception about what's about to happen here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, because I'm looking at the schedule, and it says something about Angel's going to give me a complete home and body detox.
You need it. You need it in a serious way. And I'm not talking a taco cleanse.
I am. Taco Cleanse. Come on. I've already got some people on board. They're ready to go with that. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the archive for yesterday's show. Taco Cleanse. More positive business talk coming up next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes. A total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup.
800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
You don't want to hear my body talk.
It gets noisy. It gets a little noisy. Found a fun article about detoxing not only your body but your home, like a complete home and body detox.
Really?
Yeah, found it on Bright Nest, and you can find that at brightnest.com. They have some fun printable calendars, like for monthly, like clean out your entire house in a month, or a big savings plan, and every day, you know, just for the month of whatever the month is, to do all these fun little things. And here's how you detox the air in your home.
Wait a minute, you can detox the air?
Yes. Of course you can get your vents cleaned out, right, vacuumed out.
I'm just going to get rid of my son.
They say get an aloe plant.
What?
An aloe plant will filter formaldehyde and benzene out of your home's air.
Are those formaldehyde?
Right? Who knew?
Formaldehyde in our air.
That keeps me young. Keeps me right. And
well,
if it's
well preserved.
If it's been a while since you changed your air filter, switch it out to keep your home's air fresh. And I think our friends over at Bowman HVAC say to switch
once
it once a month, right?
Yep, once
so,
a month.
Open all the windows in your house. Let the fresh air circulate for a few hours, even in the wintertime.
We live in Colorado. I don't think that's a good idea. It's cold.
No, just for a few hours in the middle of the day to get some fresh air in. And then, you know, the sun is out for a little bit. And then it'll warm back up before the evening.
All right.
And then they say count your houseplants.
Count my houseplants?
Yeah.
Zero.
NASA recommends.
NASA?
Right? Yeah, this is big guys. Recommend 14 to 16 plants to keep your air fresh. 14 to 16 houseplants.
Yeah, okay. I guarantee that's not going to happen.
Okay,
happen in your house.
Well, no, because
you've got a brown thumb. I've got a brown thumb.
I get bored with them. They outgrow the pot. Like, I want them for maybe a certain area, a different shelf or something. Uh-huh. I really want them for decor. And then they outgrow that space. For New Year's, I was at a neighbor's house, and she has a plant that I gave to her 10 years ago. Because it had outgrown and it had gotten to be so big, I was just done with it. And she still has it, and it's huge.
Does NASA put plants on their spaceships?
No, but you can grow potatoes on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, okay.
All right, how to detox your body.
Okay.
They say cleanse your mind, no electronics after 7 p.m.
Oh, jeez.
Spend at least 10 minutes doing some yoga. Beets. Beets. Cleanse your liver, which is your body's natural detoxifier.
Oh.
Take a toasty 15-minute bath with 2 cups of Epsom salts. That'll pull the toxins right out of your body.
Is there any of these things that I can actually do?
Try making a salad for breakfast.
But what?
Drink 8 full glasses of water. So I got the Apple Watch over the a few months ago, and people were asking me about what do I like about the watch. Well, one of the benefits of it is if you've been sitting for an hour, it will ding you to say, hey, it's time to stand.
How does it know that you've been sitting for an hour?
It's like matches your heart rate, although I think it really eats up the battery in my phone. Anyways, it reminds you to stand. And then my daughter, Alicia, she says, and every time you get up to stand, Mom, also go get some water. So it's reminding you to stay hydrated and to get some movement in until you hit your standing goal. Now, my sister is like cynicism
of all.
And she's like, oh, yay, you stood. You get your ribbon.
You know,
like, okay, you're missing the point.
Kind of with her on this.
You're missing the point.
What was the point?
To get some movement so you're not just getting blood clots and lazy.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Anyways, a salad for breakfast. Drink 8 full glasses of water to keep you hydrated and cleansed. And take a 30-minute walk to increase mental clarity.
Where does this say taco cleanse?
It doesn't. Although you could have your taco salad for breakfast. Detox your stuff.
My stuff?
Your stuff.
First we detoxed my air.
So you're breathing.
Now I detox
my
body. Now I got to detox my stuff.
Big deep breath.
What stuff?
He can't even breathe in through his nose. Try it again. I'm gonna. He's gonna be dying over here. They say, let's see, there's like a few tips, and I don't know. Clean your cutting board with salt and lemon juice instead of a harsh cleaner. Disinfect your sponge by moistening it and microwaving it for 2 minutes. Right, I would just replace those things. Yep. I think they're 50 cents. Banish the hand germs. Spray all of your doorknobs with a disinfectant spray.
Yeah, we did that yesterday here in the studio. And then this morning I came in and I used that little pump hand sanitizer, you know, the little...
The antibacterials.
Yeah. I completely sprayed it all over my jacket.
Okay, you're supposed to spray it in your hand.
I tried.
You didn't?
But apparently it gets crusty up in the nozzle. And it you've had it happen. You've had it happen. I know you have. And it shoots everywhere and at different angles and all that stuff. Wasn't very happy with that.
So maybe just the wipes for you?
Yeah. What should we do with the toothbrush time?
They say...
I got to be honest with you. That's one of my creeped out toothbrushes.
You don't brush your teeth?
I do brush my teeth.
Then why do toothbrushes creep you out?
Because you know what comes off of my teeth goes into the toothbrush. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you kind of wash it and rinse it.
Yeah, you kind of wash it and rinse it.
Right?
It's all those no-see-ums. Oh, yeah.
You think there's bugs in your mouth?
What you need to do, you need to dip it in some boiling water to kill any mouth germs.
So one of our favorite home improvement little gadgets is in the kitchen, we have a hot water dispenser at the sink. So boiling hot water year-round. Clean your little toothbrushes.
Boiling?
Clean your
jewelry.
I mean, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If it's not boiling, it's not boiling.
All right.
And if it's not boiling, it's not killing your toothbrush goo.
Okay, just replace it then.
No, I have one of those. listen to me. I have one of those mechanical toothbrushes, right? Mm-hmm. And I put off for a long time. I was just using the handheld type old-fashioned ones because those mechanical brushes are expensive, and they make you buy kits of like 5 of them. You can't get out for like under $25-$30.
So you just need to boil them?
Boil.
Just boil them. All right. They say if you have any kind of loofah, sponge, scrub brush, anything like that, throw it in the dishwasher and through a disinfecting dishwasher cycle. So you probably even throw your toothbrush in there. Give your mop a cleansing soak in 3 gallons of hot water and a cup of vinegar for 15 minutes. Also, they talk about keeping your carpets clean, that you should... always take your shoes off at the door. Do you take your shoes off when you come in your house, in your apartment?
Sometimes. It depends on if I'm walking through snow, but no, I don't always.
You're not typically a remove your shoe unless they're icky.
Right.
But shoes are always icky.
Apparently.
All shoes are icky. They bring in grease and ick. And
dog ick.
Yeah, dog ick. If you've gone into a public restroom, whatever ick is on that ground, right? So... remove your shoes. Don't wear shoes in your house. And they also say cleanse your hairbrush by running under hot water and rinsing with shampoo. I'll actually throw my hairbrush in the dishwasher.
Your hairbrush?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
Want to talk about a hairbrush?
Okay, well, grooming brushes. What about...
For those of you who don't have never seen a picture of me, I am as bald as the day I was born.
Yeah, and so apparently because Eric is bald... nobody else can talk about their hair ever in front of him because it is a personal attack on his baldness that he has chosen to be bald, that he shaves every day. What about your razor? How do you scrub and cleanse and disinfect all that?
Throw it away.
Mm-hmm. You stick it in the dishwasher. And boiling water. Apparently boiling water is the trick for everything.
Boiling water is good for a lot of things, that's for sure.
Just put some hot water on it. You can throw hot water, boiling water down your sinks to remove any like soap scummy clogs and icky stuff like that. Even down your toilets to help with the clog. Boiling water. It's amazing what hot water will do. What?
Okay.
What?
I'm just thinking, you know, I didn't hear anything about the taco cleanse. And I thought this was going to be a home and body
This was like this was just a cute little infographic from Bright Nest that just a complete home detox gets you in the mode. Now, we could do, if we want to talk about a body cleanse.
Yeah.
No, we
talking about the master cleanse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No, I know people who have, though.
I have. You know, it's where you drink the water with
Tabasco and syrup.
Right?
And
maple
lemon.
Syrup and lemon and a little cayenne pepper in there. And you drink that. For like 3 weeks.
10 days.
Okay, forever. Yeah. But you know what? You don't have to do it like that. You could just start your day with the cleansing drink every morning and then eat, fruits and vegetables throughout the day and do it like that.
Do you guys buy into this whole cleanse thing? Is it valuable? Do you need? Does your body need a restart? Are we really carrying around 25 pounds of goo that we need to get out?
Okay, if you have the little extra in your colon, it's going to show up. Is that belly fat that no matter how hard you've worked out,
colon is not belly fat.
But it looks like. If you've been working out and you're like, I still can't get rid of this little pooch, it's probably because you need a colon cleanse.
Because you have poo?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
And if you are not doing that every day.
No, it's because you eat too many hot dogs and you eat too many donuts and you get involved in too many bad things for your body and you're not doing exercise.
See, I am all into the detox stuff. So I'm drinking my water. I take the Epsom salt baths, once a week.
Baths.
And I do. I love my baths. I do the mud bath, the mud facial things. I mean, I like it.
And nobody could complain because it apparently... It does well for you. I don't know.
Because he's throwing his hands well for you.
You
could play. They're not difficult things to do,
Repeat after me. Taco cleanse.
As he chokes on himself, on his own phlegm.
Not feeling well.
You haven't even started the taco cleanse.
Yes, I have.
You have?
We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. Have you joined the revolution? Visit meetup.com/therevolution and become a business revolutionary. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. Hey, what are the things that you need to do in order to consider yourself mentally tough?
What do you mean by mentally tough?
Like more resilient.
Use my brain more.
No.
Think harder.
More resilient.
Resilient.
Yeah. Mentally tough people are resilient. They go through their day. Mental toughness is something everybody wants to have, but many of us are ambiguous as to what it could be, so we don't know how to get it.
We don't.
I'll help you.
Okay.
You ready?
I am.
All right. Actually, Jessica Stillman is going to help all of us. She wrote an article on mental toughness, and she says, number one thing you need to do is monitor your emotions. Contrary to popular belief, mental toughness isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about monitoring them. Truly mentally tough people monitor their emotions throughout the day and recognize how their feelings are influencing their thoughts and behaviors.
Here's a thought. Don't let your emotions impact your manners.
I saw you posted that today on your Facebook wall. And
right,
I agree with that.
A lot of times we're grumpy, we're in a bad mood, we're just off, and we think, you know, we've got carte blanche to be rude to other people.
No, you do not.
And I think that, you know, we don't ignore our emotions if you have mental toughness, but we also don't let our emotions control us. It's, you know, we're a little bit more logical.
You've got to be disciplined.
Right? Yeah, this might make me sad, or this might make me super joyful. But I've got to stay the course. I can't get distracted. I can't let it derail me, which is why having that vision and the goals and all of that set before you helps you. Because I think at the core of it, we're all incredibly emotional. We get our feelings at the stupidest things.
See, but I would consider you to be one of the most mentally tough people I've ever met. And in large part because...
I won't let you see me cry in public.
It is very difficult to argue with you. It is. But it's not that it has to be a fight. In fact, we've realized that that's probably counterproductive. But I think that you demonstrate mental toughness in a number of different ways, and I think you are one of the most resilient people. You have to be. You work with me.
I have to be. In this article, it says that people, you know, with mental toughness realize that reaching your greatest potential requires you to behave contrary to how you feel.
Yeah, leave it at the door.
Right? Because we might not feel up to it, but here we go, ready or not, right?
The next thing they do is they practice self-compassion.
Yeah. Playing hide and seek really helped us with that mental toughness, right? Ready or not, here we go.
Here I come, yeah.
Right? Yep.
Practice self-compassion. Mental toughness is not necessarily about being your harshest critic or strictest taskmaster either. Instead, those with exceptional resilience speak to themselves with kindness and compassion, not heckling and insults. They don't berate themselves.
Right? That's not true. I think we do all the time.
Well, there's room for you to practice.
Right? You know, but I think, you know, in having, I think it's really important to have a safe place where you can express your emotions and vent. You know, we find that going to the gym at the end of the day, we go over to Orange Theory Fitness at Parker and Arapaho here in Centennial. At the end of the day is key to helping us with some of those emotional things because, you know, you're at the gym and it's...
You need to turn it off.
Right? You're on in, what do you call
survival
it? Survival mode, right? But having a safe place, a safe person, whether it's a best friend or a business coach, because you can't take that emotion out to your peers. You can't take it out to your customers. You know, you can't take it out to prospects, all of that. And so you have to have a safe place where you can actually vent and be, you know, totally vulnerable and real with somebody who isn't going to go, oh my gosh, you mean your business is closing?
Right.
No, I'm just having a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the next thing they do, and we're talking about mentally tough people, these folks who are exceptionally resilient in business and in life. They are realistically optimistic, and I think that's you. You live in the world of realistic optimism.
Well, you know what? There's always something to be optimistic about. You might have to look a little harder because that negativity is blaring, you know, right in our face. It is all around us, and I think it's often our knee-jerk reaction to think, oh, this is bad. They don't like me anymore. They're not going to buy from me. They're going to go to the competition.
Those are the voices in your head, and they respond to those inner voices as if they're standing up to a schoolyard bully.
Right? But, you know, they didn't call you back because, gosh darn it, they're busy. Right? You're not the only thing on their to-do list, but you're not off their to-do list. You know, people are distracted. They've got a lot going on. It's up to us to follow up and to stay current, but to not automatically, you know, jump the fence and get all emotional because something didn't go the way you thought it should.
Right?
Don't attack somebody and say, well, you didn't and you're not and you shame on you. You know what? Just move on.
They set healthy boundaries. You know, they refuse to let other people dictate whether they're going to have a good day or a bad day.
Yeah, you're not in control of me.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of my emotions.
When you say it like that, I feel like I am.
Then I'm not going to let you know.
And finally,
I'm mad over here.
They accept responsibility.
Then they say, a quiet man is thinking and a quiet woman is mad.
Oh, yeah. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Right.
They accept responsibility. You can't get any better if you don't admit your own weaknesses. And you can't learn from mistakes if you refuse to accept responsibility for them. Rather than make excuses for their mistakes or failures, the mentally tough seek explanations that will help them perform better moving forward.
I also think that they have empathy for others.
Absolutely.
As well. I think a lot of times, you know, that they recognize rather than jumping to conclusions, they just recognize that other people have lives too and are going through a lot of challenges. And so they have empathy. We don't have to talk about it. You don't have to tell me all of your woes. You don't have to tell me the why. They just understand that other people have challenges too. And I think there's a lot of empathy when you have that mental toughness. And it's almost kind of like, you know, like the... you know, just kind of like the wink and a handshake, like, right, we're all dealing with stuff, but we don't have to deal with it out loud, right? We can just move on and get the work done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mentally tough. That's you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a good thing.
There are days where I think I've got it together. It's probably the days that I'm eating well, sleeping well, got some exercise, right?
And then there's the other 6 days of the week.
Couple of successes under my belt.
All right.
Yeah, well, check with me on Thursdays. Thursdays are good.
Thursdays are good. Hey, we have to take a quick break, get the news at the top of the hour and all that kind of stuff. But don't go anywhere. We got a whole nother positive business talk hour with the Experience Pros Radio Show coming up next.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.